Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Ashley Hodge joined us back when this story kind of became a thing after the Calipari news of Calipari News, Arkansas. He joins us now on 365 Sports. Ashley, I know when you had a couple of thoughts with us earlier in the week, it was, you feel like this is going to be okay. Have you changed at all? And has anything changed with your opinion about Scott and Baylor / and Kentucky in the last maybe even couple of hours?
It is an hour-to-hour thing. Thanks for having me on. I think that a couple of days ago, I was confident you would stay. I still am leaning towards him staying for a lot of reasons. And family is a huge part of that. We've talked about that on the message boards. I know you guys have covered that well. But I do think it's more of a 50-50 proposition at this point. I think it's going to be decided by tomorrow morning. But neither outcome would surprise me. It's good for the message boards, certainly driving a ton of conversation. I would hate to say goodbye to him. I think he would, you know, be better for Baylor Nation if he retires a Baylor Bear. But if he does make that choice, he wants a new challenge, a new mountain to climb, then I think we need to start looking at other options to take his place. And I would say either outcome is possible, but right now I'm still leaning on him staying at Baylor.
Actually, would he have tweeted out a picture of him and Eric Shiro if he was just going to pull the rug out from Baylor fans, though?
I don't think he thought that much into it. I mean, I think that was more of a tweet of, I'm not in Kentucky, like the rumors say, I'm here in Waco. So I think that was probably, you know, how we should read that tweet. I don't think it has anything to do on whether he ultimately decides to stay or go.
This is Ashley Hodge, one of the partners, by the way, of 365 Sports and Sikkim365.com on the Richard Carr Baylor Bear Hotline right here on 365 Sports.
Ashley, at this point, if you're Mac Rhodes or anybody else involved in the Baylor side of things, is there anything that you're trying to offer up, or have you pretty much maximized what you can do at this point? It's just a Scott Drew life decision of, I know what I've got here. I've got everything at my disposal. But on the flip side, I just want this challenge. I want to go to the Alabama football, the Lakers, you know, version of college basketball. Beyond that, is there really anything Baylor can do, you feel like, to tip scales one way or the other?
I don't think so. I think you nailed it. I think it's an itch, you might call it. I think from a basketball standpoint, based on what Baylor's doing, it's pretty equal. I mean, he might make a little bit more money at Kentucky. He may have a little bit more NIL at his disposal, but it's not enough to tip the scales one way or the other. The comfortable thing would be to stay. The risk would be to take this challenge on. And, you know, I don't know what he ultimately decides, but he knows all the pros and cons of each location. And he knows it's going to be a fishbowl. He knows, you know, his normal life as he knows it is probably over if he takes the Kentucky job. But I think it's all about whether he wants the platform, the challenge, you know, and I think he's looking at it as a spiritual, you know, decision. You know, what is this going to give me a bigger platform to share, you know, the Christian faith, or, you know, do I just keep, you know, building on the work that I've already done at Baylor? So I think to him, it's more a decision that lines up with, you know, his spiritual faith. And I think that's going to be the root of what he decides.
If he stays at Baylor, and I feel like he will, and others have, on this show, we've discussed it ourselves, and so have you, Ashley. But if he does stay, what kind of a banger or hammer does that mean for Mac Rhodes, Baylor, the basketball program moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think it gives Baylor confidence that, you know, he's going to be here until he retires. And I've shared this on the message boards. I don't think that's a long window. I think he probably views this as 5 to 7 more years. And then he's going to, you know, do more of a Jay Wright, you know, around the age of 60, call it quits and go on to, you know, the next chapter of his life. But I think if he decides the next 5 or 7 years are better off at Baylor, then I think it's, you know, certainly Baylor fans, I think, can be confident that he's going to stay during that duration. And then they can look, you know, towards the future after that. But I think it says a lot about what Mac Rhodes has done, you know, to make Baylor basketball, you know, destination. I mean, even though he's won a national championship here, you know, it's as far as fan support, you know, we could do a lot of work, you know, to still, you know, grow our diehard base. I mean, we know it'll never be Kentucky. We know it'll never be some of these, you know, schools that are they treat basketball as a religion. But as I said earlier, I mean, that comes with some pros and cons. I mean, you know, the pro is obviously the fan support. The con is you have no privacy, no normal life. I mean, it is treated like a religion. You're treated like a rock star, and that comes with some snares and toils as well. So I think he knows that, and I think he's just weighing those things, and it'll be interesting to see what he decides.
Ashley, with that, you said, you know, Baylor fans could do some more things. I would suggest that one of those things is pretty simple. Go to more road games, because Kentucky fans, like, other than they're just sheer numbers, of which there are, I mean, there's not a lot of T-shirt Baylor fans as there would be Kentucky basketball fans, obviously. But I think that's one simple thing. Like, if Baylor fans are like, how can we, you know, make this a little more enticing? Just, and I'm not saying, you know, go to Utah and then go to BYU and like follow them on the road, right, like the Grateful Dead or something. I'm just saying, right, like when they play at TCU or somewhere like that, you know, go.
Yeah, they do a good job of showing up when they play TCU. I'm sure they will at Houston. There are certain locations where they do show out pretty well. Not so much in Lubbock. But yeah, those are the areas like Oklahoma State, Lubbock, and I think NCAA tournament games are big. You know, I think that Baylor Nation needs to make a commitment to to follow the Bears as long as the road will take them at the NCAA venues, and even if that's not close to home, you know, things like that would matter. But I don't think this decision is about that. I mean, we can never compete with a Kentucky as far as that's concerned, but we could do better. You know, we could do better. So I think growing our diehard base will be important, whether Scott Drew's the next coach or Grant McCaslin or Jerome Tang or John Jacobs or whoever it is. I mean, I think, you know, we would do better to, you know, continue to try to grow our fan base and support on the road and neutral sites. No doubt about it.
You brought up some former coaches who are now assistant coaches, Matt Driscoll, obviously Paul Mills. There's a ton of them out there. Would that be the short list? Or would they look elsewhere? Would that, because all of those guys understand what is successful, why it's successful in Baylor, at Baylor and Waco.
Yeah, I think those three that I mentioned are going to be heavily considered. You know, I think it's they obviously get the culture, they get the fit, they know what it takes to have a championship program in Waco. So, you know, I think it's a natural thought to think that those three would be at the top of the list. But I know Mac Rhodes is going to be – he has a list. He's already got, I'm sure. And I'm sure, you know, there's probably been some, you know, some feelers being put out, you know, if this happens. I mean, they probably already had that going with the Louisville situation. So I have no doubt that Mac Rhodes is going to act swiftly and that, you know, it's not going to be – a long, exhaustive process, you know, that there will be another coach in place quickly if this does happen, if Scott Drew does choose to go to Kentucky.
All right, so your thoughts about how long can this linger before it starts to get a little bit, not toxic, but it starts to get to be a little bit more than you're kind of proud of the guy getting his name out for places like Kentucky?
I think it'll be decided by tomorrow. I think both Kentucky and Scott Drew have a very vested interest in having this chapter close by tomorrow. So I don't expect it to go longer than tomorrow.
Has he met with Kentucky yet, in your opinion?
Define met with.
Someone representing Scott Drew, yeah. Talked with Kentucky?
He was not on that plane that got 10,000 million or whatever you want to call flight tracker hits, but
right.
A phone call. Has he spoken with Kentucky, which Mitch Barnhart, but not necessarily have to meet with anybody in person?
Yeah, I'm almost certain that that's happened. So I think, I don't know if there's been any details of contract, you know, and those types of details have been worked out. But I do think that he's certainly had, you know, pretty extensive conversations with Kentucky about the job at this point.
All right. Thank you very much. If, in fact, they did not have the Foster Pavilion and it was only still like maybe they're leveling ground around the Robinson Tower, if that wasn't up and running, even though they have work to do on it throughout the rest of the year and into the future, if that wasn't there, would this have been an easier decision for Scott to leave?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I think if the arena was still coming, that it might be, you know, an equal equation. But I think he knows how special it can be. I know he knows that, you know, what he's been working for to get that home court advantage, he now has. So, I mean, that's a plus for Baylor. I mean, it's, you know, I think he's going to weigh that along with all the other considerations, you know, so it's going to be an interesting 24 hours. Hopefully he remains a Baylor Bear, but we'll know soon.
All right. Thank you, Ashley. Appreciate your time. Ashley Hodge, who's very much a part of men's basketball when it comes to Baylor, travels with the team, travels to watch them wherever they might be, an insider for us on the site and also on this show on Baylor men's basketball.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.